Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome the governor of the heart of Texas, Mr. Kinky Friedman.
Gather around me, children, a story I will tell about pretty boy Floyd the Outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. 'Twas in a town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon with his wife beside him in a wagon. It was into town he rode. A deputy sheriff called him in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language. And his wife, she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a log chain, the deputy grabbed a gun. And in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. He took to the woods and timbers, he lived a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma, they laid unto his name. He took to the river bottoms along your North Canadian shore, and many a starving farmer opened up his door. From many a little farmer, the same old story goes, how pretty boy paid their mortgage and it saved their little home. They tell about a stranger who came to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. In Oklahoma City, it was on a Christmas day, come a whole wagon load full of groceries and a note on which it say, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Well, here's a Christmas dinner for your family's own relief. Now around this world I've rambled, I've seen many funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, and some with a fountain pen. But as through your lives you ramble, boys, as through your lives you roam, you'll never see an outlaw drive a family from their home. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my favorite Irish toast. We are in Ireland, aren't we? No, we're not. I used to drink Guinness all the time on stage, the drink that kept the Irish from taking over the world. And I shifted to Mexican mouthwash, tequila. And I call tequila the Barry Manilow drink, because it makes you feel good for a short period of time, basically. So much so that we have our own tequila company in Texas, Man in Black Tequila. We like to say, this is not your father's tequila. This is your grandfather's gardener's tequila. But this is something else. It's very good. My favorite Texas toast, here's to honor. Get honor and stay honor. Here's a title track from the new album. The song just sort of wrote itself one night. I wasn't even at home at the time, I don't think. Anyway, the night I wrote it with my friend, Will Hoover, and I got so high, I needed a stepladder to scratch my ass. And the song's about a dear friend of ours, Tom Paul Glaser, one of the unsung heroes of the outlaw movement in country music. Let's have a little light applause for Tom Paul Glaser, if we can. And a big round of applause for Brian and Joe, who will be back with us.
I like it here.
Let me just finish this booger here. Oh, yes. So raise your glasses, one and all. Drink a toast to the great Tom Paul. Last night he had 'em in his hands, kept 'em laughing till they left him there with nothing but the bottle and the bill. And though it was the happy hour, it wasn't any fun, 'cause the party again was just a party of one. The neon lights were dying as he tried to find his feet. He heard a newsboy crying as he stepped out on a street. Extra, extra, mister, read about the latest war. Ah, but who needs burning bridges at a quarter after four? So he swore into the mirror as he killed a cigarette. I'm the loneliest man I ever met. He watched a wired and weary face reflected on the glass. He dropped another quarter down and watched the pinball flash. And far away a jukebox played a mournful country song. And Nebraska passed before his eyes and melted in the dawn. And he swore into the mirror as he killed a cigarette, I'm the loneliest man, I'm the loneliest man, I'm the loneliest man I ever met. Left Barber College, searching for knowledge, went to the university. I must confess, sir, this lady professor, she turned me on to anthropology. Now I'm a homo erectus, got to connect this bone that I discovered yesterday. Woo, juju! Tyrannosaurus lived in the forest, died because his heart got in the way. Dear Dr. Howard, come down from your tower and join me for lunch at the Y. Although you're 30, I still think you're pretty. Let's give it that good old college try. Rock! Homo erectus, got to connect this bone that I discovered yesterday. Woo, choo-choo. Tyrannosaurus lived in the forest, died because his heart got in the way. Hey, Jomo Kenyatta, no, no, you're not a Australopithecine boogeyman. Took us a jillion, but we all still here been boogieing since boogieing began. I'm Dr. Homo Erectus, got to connect this bone that I discovered yesterday. Tyrannosaurus lived in the forest, died because his heart got in the way. Ain't you the golden boy of the silver screen? Your mama's pride and joy, the promoter's dream. No time for autographs. Sailing boats or trains. No time for dreams to last. Gotta catch that plane. One magic midnight show. She taught you how it feels. Once, oh, so long ago, when rock and roll was real. Turn on your radio. The words you hear are mine. Should have told you long go, but I never had the time.
Folks, here's a new song that happened to me a few months ago in Dallas, and it's called Jesus in Pajamas. Might be what a child might think about a homeless person. I don't know. Not sure. At any rate, I now have several Jesus songs. In fact, I have four of them, which does not mean that I'm obsessed with Jesus. You know, I'm like everybody else. I think he was a good Jewish boy who got in a little trouble with the government, you know, basically. But we sure could use Jesus and Nelson Mandela and Gandhi and Martin Luther King and people like that around today. And, you know, in the, as I look at the political action in America, in Africa, for that matter, you don't see any Nelson Mandelas popping up there. So I guess as close as I come to being on the same page politically with Willie Nelson, we are both supporting the same guy this time, and we're both for Bernie. But I'm doing it because I want to see a G in the White House. And also, think about this. If Bernie wins this race, it'll be the first time in history a Jewish family has ever moved into a place a black family has just moved out of. So I would say my definition of politics still holds true. When I ran in 2006 for governor of Texas as an independent candidate, a race we won every place but Texas. Willie Nelson gave me two pieces of advice. The first thing he said was, if you're going to have sex with an animal, always make it a horse. Because that way, if things don't work out, at least you know you've got a ride home. That has served me well in politics, as in life. And the other thing Willie said is if you fail at something long enough, you become a legend. At any rate, back to Jesus in pajamas. Now, I've only performed this for people on this tour, in fact, not the whole tour, so really a few times, so it's very possible I could fuck up. I mean, I'm working without a net. Let's try this booger. Jesus in pajamas came at 3:16 one morning to a Denny's by the freeway in the ancient town of Dallas, where everything was frozen. There are many Denny's in Dallas, but few of them were chosen for Jesus in pajamas to finally have a rosin. Jesus in pajamas came a-shuffling to my table. Help him if you can, a voice said. Help him if you're able. Like a clown, like an angel, like a jester in Denny's palace. I couldn't say for sure. I only knew that it was Dallas, where the only whole heart is a broken one, and the only true love an unspoken one. So help him if you can, help him if you're able. When Jesus in pajamas is standing at your table, Jesus in pajamas had a coupon he was tearing. He was drooling slightly on the tattered clothing he was wearing. From underneath that dirty green knit cap, God's eyes were softly staring. Help me if you can, they said. Help me if you're able. But I turned my mortal gaze away and I got up from that table. I walked out past a door that just said men. I left Jesus in pajamas on the cross again. And now the only whole heart is an aching one, and the only true love's a forsaken one. So help him if you're able, help him if you can. God bless you, friend, the menu's in your hand. Time for a real Texas song now. We don't have no lovin's in El Paso. We don't go to porno picture shows. We don't swap our wives with our neighbors. And we keep our kids away from Mexico. And I'm proud to be an asshole from El Paso. I like it here, place where sweet young virgins are deflowered. Be my friend. You walk down the street knee-deep in tacos, tacos, and the wetbacks still get 20 cents an hour. We don't wipe our asses on Old Glory. God and Lone Star beer are things we trust. We keep our women virgins till they're married. So a hose and sheep is good enough for us. Ain't it, Mama? Let me tell you. And I'm proud to be an asshole from El Paso. I like it here. Place where sweet young virgins are deflowered. Be my friend. You walk down a street knee-deep in enchiladas, enchiladas, and the wetbacks still get 20 cents an hour. Them old wetbacks still get 20 cents an hour. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a financial pleasure. Thank you very much. And I do want to remind you tonight, folks, if you're driving this evening, don't forget your car. Low. Let's play one about that was kind of the flip side of Merle Haggard. And I think the spirit of Merle Haggard is with songwriters everywhere, all over the world, and musicians who love the guy. And I think with all of the shit that America has foisted upon the world, Merle may be, this may just be a true American gift to the world that could not have happened anywhere else. Really, he was made in America. In the USA. And this is a song of his that I've always loved. A canvas covered cabin in a crowded labor camp stands out in this old memory I revive. 'Cause my daddy raised a family there with two hard-working hands. And he tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better and my mama's faith was strong. But us kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. I remember daddy praying for a better way of life. But I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as their age began to show. And more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxuries she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes. Well, redneck nerd in a bowling shirt was a guzzling Lone Star beer. If I can reach one person out there, I'll think I'm a success. I mean, well, a redneck nerd in a bowling shirt was a guzzling Lone Star beer, talking religion and a politics for all the world to hear. They ought to send you back to Russia, boy, or New York City, one. You just want to doodle a Christian girl and you kill God's only son. Well, has it occurred to you, you nerd, that that's not very nice? We Jews believe it was Santa Claus that killed Jesus Christ. You know, you don't look Jewish, he said, near as I could figure. I had you lamped for a slightly anemic, well-dressed country nigger. Oh, they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. They don't turn the other cheek the way they done before. He started into shouting and spitting on the floor. Lord, they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. He says, now I ain't a racist, but Aristotle Onassis is one Greek we don't need. And them niggers, Jews, and Sigma Nus, all they ever do is breed. And Wops and Mix and Slopes and Spicks and Spooks are on my list. And there's one little heeb from the heart of Texas. Is there anyone I miss? Well, I hits him with everything I had right square between the eyes. I says, I'm going to get you, you son of a bitch, yeah. Spouting that pack of lies. If there's one thing I can't abide, it's an ethnocentric racist. Now you take back that shit you said about Aristotle Onassis. All they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. We don't turn the other cheek the way we done before. You can hear that honky holler as he hit that hardwood floor. Lord, they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. All right, everybody in Bremen here, ready? Oh, they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore. We don't turn the other cheek. cheek the way we'd done before. While the whole damn place was singing as I strolled right out the door. Blood! Jesus. Jesus. You know, folks, Jesus loves you can be very comforting words unless you hear them in a Mexican prison. Lane making Jews like Jesus anymore. Thank you, folks. You know, one problem with being 71 years old is, even though I read at the 73-year-old level, is that you can't hear as well. You start losing your hearing. And I contend that it's a good thing, because it's kind of fun. If you have an imagination, you can make up more interesting things people are saying than what they're really telling. And an example of this occurred on a plane a few months ago, going somewhere in Texas with his kid sitting next to him. I mean, he might have been a 47-year-old man. I don't know. But I was telling him that I just couldn't fucking believe it, that I'm 71 years old. I can't, you know, get my head around it. And so the kid says, well, you know, my dad just turned 71, and he's wearing a bikini. Now, this interested me enough to keep the conversation going, and I came to find out what the kid had really said. And what he'd really said was his dad had just turned 71, and he was moving to McKinney, Texas. Little town north of Dallas. I'll confess to the fact that I, when I can't hear somebody's name three or four times, it's ridiculous, then it frustrates me, and it always reminds me of the old man who wanted to rake leaves in his backyard, but he couldn't find his rake. So he hollers up to his wife, who's sitting on the deck, and he shouts, "Where's the rake?" And his wife says, "What?" And old man's getting irritated, and he says, "I need the rake." So the wife goes, and the old man says, "What?" And the wife says, "I left it behind the bush." The more sophisticated the crowd, the better that one goes down every time, I'm telling you. Brian, are you around? Brian.
Yes, sir.
Do you know, Brian, how long approximately I've been up here?
35 minutes.
It feels like an eternity, but I mean, I'm just...
35 minutes
exactly?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we'll get this ball rolling. Yeah, okay. Let's do the one we're going to do. Yeah, okay. Just a ragged kid in overalls, he thumbed a ride one day. He told me, "Anywhere you're going is on my way." But as we passed by Big Al's drive-in, his eyes began to flash. He was leaving Rapid City mighty fast. He said, I hope to God she finds the goodbye letter that I wrote her. But the mail don't move so fast in Rapid City, South Dakota. Now he left her just a blanket of snow upon the farm. And I don't keep your conscience very warm. He said his friends were too darn country, and his pa was too damn mean, and there weren't no money pumping gasoline. And her gentle eyes, the merchandise of dreams, the peddler sold her, who left her there alone in Rapid City, South Dakota. Now the reason he was going, I ain't sure I could say. Might have been the rodeo in Santa Fe. There's a doctor in Chicago, I know she'll be all right. He told himself as he stared into the night. He said, I hope to God she finds the goodbye letter that I wrote her. But the mail don't move so fast in Rapid City, South Dakota. And all her people treating her just like they never knowed her. And the winter's passing slow in Rapid City. South Dakota. Thank you very much. Here's a song about my favorite American hero. He happens to be a Native American, and that would be Ira Hayes, the man who, after the Battle of Iwo Jima in World War II, in the Pacific Theater of World War II, he was one of the few men in, pictured raising the flag after the battle. And he became a big hero, and this is the true story of what happened to Ira Hayes. If you don't know the Native American Thanksgiving prayer, it goes like this. Thanks for nothing. Gather around me, people. A story I will tell about a brave young Indian lad you should remember well. From a tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and peaceful band, they farmed the Phoenix Valley out in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years the sparkling water rushed, till the white man stole their water rights and the running water hushed. Ira's folks was hungry, their fields grew thick with weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or Marine who went to war. Well, they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men. Out of it, only 27 lived to walk back down again. And after the fight was over, and Old Glory proudly raise. Among the men who held her high was an Indian, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or Marine went to war. Well, Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated throughout the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Hell, everybody shook his hand. But he's just a Pima Indian, no food, no friend, no chance. And back home nobody cared what Ira had did and when do the Indians dance. Well, Ira took to drinking hard. Jail often was his home. They used to let him raise the flag there and lower it, just like you'd throw a dog bone. And Ira died drunk early one morning, all alone in the land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or Marine went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is still as dry, and his ghost, well, it's lying there thirsty in the ditch where Ira died. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey drinking Indian or Marine went to war.
Joe, come on, boy. Let's get Joe Cerati out here.
I like it here. Be my friend.
Too bad. I was just going to play a song using the plectrum that Kris Kristofferson wrote Me and Bobby McGee with. Maybe we'll get to that later in the set. Hey, folks, I got a Christmas card I'd like to share with you. It's a Christmas card from a hooker in Minneapolis. Hey, Kinky, I'm pregnant and living on 9th Street. Right above a dirty bookstore on Euclid Avenue. And I stopped taking dope. And I quit drinking whiskey. And my old man plays the trombone. Works out at the track.
says that he loves me, but it's not his baby. He says that he'll raise him up like he was his own son. He gave me a ring that was worn by his mother. He takes me out dancing every Saturday night. Hey, Kinky, I think about you every time I pass a filling station. Account of all the grease you used to wear in your hair. Still have that record, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Someone stole my record player. Now, how do you like that? Hey, Kinky, I almost went crazy after Mario got busted. I went back to Omaha to live with my folks. Everyone I used to know was either dead or in prison. So I came back to Minneapolis. This time I think I'm gonna stay. Hey, Kinky, I think I'm happy for the first time since my accident. I wish I had all the money we used to spend on dope. I'd buy me a used car lot. Wouldn't sell any of them. I'd just drive a different car every day, depending on how I feel. Hey, Kinky, for Christ's sakes, if you want to know the truth of it, I don't have a husband. He don't play the trombone. And I need to borrow money. Pay this lawyer. And Kinky, hey, I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day. Thank you. What happens when you put Tom Waits and Joe Cerotti together? That's what you get. My friend Chuck E. Weiss from the song Chuck E.'s in Love was an old friend of Tom Waits's and mine. And Chuck E. really got a Christmas card from a hooker he knew named Trixie. And a lot of the lines in the song apparently came directly from the Christmas card. So that's a little bit of spiritual trivia you probably did not know. And since it has put the audience into a diabetic coma, it probably wasn't that necessary. Ladies. All right, here's a... Well, it's an old Kinky song. Here we go. If I made a wish for every sacred star falling just outside of heaven's window, if I had the songs from Willie's old guitar and the dreams I left behind me on my pillow, and if I gave it all to you, if I took the fall for you. Could you make it spring? Late yesterday, you smiled just like a lover and a friend. Late yesterday, you danced like it was yesterday again. They say that love's a paper boat upon the sea. They say that love is a reflection on the river. They say that love's a thing that's never meant to be. They say that love's a thing that's meant to be forever. And if I gave it all to you, if I took the fall for you, could you make it spring? Late yesterday, you smiled just like a lover and a friend. Late yesterday, you danced like it was yesterday again.
Thank you very much. Here's a song about a special friend of mine who wrote this song when he was dying of cancer and knew very well he was dying. And that is Warren Zevon. We have any Warren Zevon people with us here tonight? Everywhere you go. Warren and I were born, I believe, in the same hospital. We're both from Chicago. I only lived there 1 year. Couldn't find work. I moved to Texas, where I haven't worked since. But in the same hospital, Michael Reese Hospital, around the same time, you had Steve Goodman, who wrote City of New Orleans, Michael Bloomfield, Warren Zevon, Kinky Friedman, and Shel Silverstein, all in the same city, which is pretty damn good for one town, you know. I mean, one hospital, one world. At any rate, Warren's song has, you know, Warren was a pretty bad alcoholic for a long time. And I kept hearing that, you know, he was very abusive to people. And he always treated me like an angel. I mean, he was very sweet. And so he stopped drinking. Totally. Cold turkey. He stopped drinking and taking any drugs. And a few months later, his tour manager and I were talking, and he was telling me, you know, Warren has stopped drinking completely, and he did it all cold turkey. And I said, yeah, that's amazing. And the guy says, well, he said, but what is ironic about it is that he's still an asshole. Warren, which he never really was. So anyway, I think maybe I'm over-identifying with Warren, but I will tell you, I think he's written a visionary song that perfectly describes what's wrong with this country, what's wrong with my country, and what's wrong with the world today. A perfect description. We're doing just fine, folks. It's just our shit's fucked up. That's all. Well, I went to the doctor, said I'm feeling kind of rough.
He said, let me break it to you, son. Your shit's fucked up. I said, my shit's fucked up? Well, I don't see how. He said, the shit that used to work, it won't work now. A dream. Ah, shucks, oh well. Now it's all fucked up. It's shot to hell. Yeah, yeah, my shit's fucked up. Has to happen to the best of us. Rich folks suffer like the rest of us. It'll happen to you. Amazing grace, sort of passed you by. Now you wake up every day and you start to cry. You wanna die, but you just can't quit. Let me break it on down. It's the fucked up shit. Cerati. Here's a new song we'll be recording this summer, probably. It's called Me and My Guitar. Sorry, I have a little tick going right here. Met her in a pawn shop, took her down to the local bar. Held her close to me, anyone could see. All I am is me and my guitar. People came to listen, some traveled from afar. They stood in line as if to find salvation in that bar. I told myself there's just two things that got you where you are. All I am is me and my guitar. We traveled around this country, though she never had a name. Sometimes she was music, sometimes she was fame. It's coming to me. but nothing lasts forever. Like a steel string played too hard. And when it breaks, it sometimes takes your suitcase and your star. So I went on down to the pawn shop, but I never got that far. I held her close to me. Anyone could see. All I am is me and my guitar. We traveled around this country, though she never had a name. Sometimes she was music, sometimes she was fame. Now I play for all the people, dropping dollars in my jar. And all I am is me and my guitar. All I am is me and my guitar.
Yo, Brian!
Wake up!
Brian. I was wrong about this, folks. This is not the plectrum that Christofferson, who I like to refer to as the most talented janitor in Nashville, that was his job for many years at a publishing house there. This one, this plectrum, was used by Janis Joplin to write Mercedes-Benz with. That's excellent. I'll hang on to this one, yeah. He was a man. This is a Tom Paxton song. He was a man and a friend away. He stuck with me in the hard old day. He never cared if I had no dough. We ramble around in the rain and snow. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling joy. In Tulsa town, we chanced to stray. We thought that we might work one day. The boss said he had room for one. Said my old pal, we'd rather bum. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you. Then late one night, in a jungle camp, the weather it was cold and damp. He got the chills, he got a bath. I lost the only friend I had. Here's to you, my rambling boy.
to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. My rambling pal has rambled on. My rambling boy, he's dead and gone. If when we die, we go somewhere, I'll bet you a peso, he's rambling there. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. May all your rambling bring you joy.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you over there afterwards, and we'll see you down the highway, folks. In the middle of an airport, in the middle of the night, standing like a statue burning bright. Where are you coming from? Where are you going to? Can I have a coffee and a cigarette with you? So never be my wife. Zoe, Zoe, I want you always in my life. We met in Austin, Texas, when you were just a child. Now you are a woman of the world. You could kill a man at 20 feet with a look or with a smile. Captain of the ocean, captain of my soul. So never be my bride. Zoe, Zoe, I want you always by my side. Well, now I'm trying to turn this into a German drinking song with varying degrees of success. So sing along on it next time around. Let's see what happens here. If I were a monkey sitting in a tree, and you a lovely silver fish out on the sea, and we couldn't be together, though we wish that we could be, I'd call your name across the waves for all eternity. I'd crawl so away. I know you'll never be my wife. So you always in my life.
Zoe. Zoe. I know you'll never be my wife. Zoe. Zoe. I want you always in my life.
And a one and a two.
Everybody. The governor of the heart of Texas, Mr. Kinky Freeman. One more time, Mr. Kinky Freeman, everybody. Remember, he'll sign anything but bad legislation, so come and see us at the merchandise table.
Motherfucker. This one is called A Dog Named Freedom. We have a lot of dogs. We have a rescue ranch for animals in Texas. So any animal lovers here, dog likers, dog lovers, we have about, I don't know how many we have right now, about 50 probably, stray and abused animals. And this is called Utopia Rescue Ranch, or utopiarescue.com. You can maybe, you would like to adopt some of these. Looking back a long time ago, for the people that I used to know, lost a friend in a war that wouldn't end, and Bob was singing, blowing in the wind. Coming home on a slow-moving train, looking down at the station in the rain. Where are all the people we fought to defend? And Willie's singing on the road again. Now it's me and a three-legged dog named Freedom, and a sign that says Texas or bust. We've got a long way to go, but brother, don't you know, there ain't no quit in either one of us. It's just me and a three-legged dog named Freedom, and a sign that says Texas or bust. We've got a long
to go. But brother, don't you know, there ain't no quit in either one of us. Thank you very much. Good night.
I just lit up my cigar there, and oh, thank you very much. Here's as close to a hit as the Texas Jew Boys ever had back in 1973. This one was in the top 10 all around the country, and number one in a bunch of places. I remember Cadillac, Michigan was one place that was number one, and yeah. But this song was recorded later by, I seem to be having trouble with my hat and microphone. Glenn Campbell recorded this many years later, but unfortunately it was on an album that was called I Knew Jesus Before He Was a Superstar, and it sold about 12 copies, and I met Glenn later and said, well, yeah. What you gonna do? Anyway, thank you very much, and send that out to all of you tonight. You've been very nice. Faded, jaded, fallen cowboy star, pawn shop's itching for your old guitar. Where you going, ain't nobody knows. The sequins have fallen from your clothes. Once you heard the Opry crowd applaud, now you're hanging out at Fourth and Broad on a rain-wept sidewalk, remembering the time when coffee with a friend was still a dime. And everything's been sold American. The early times is finished and the want ads all are red. Everyone's been sold American. Been dreaming dreams in a roll-away bed. Writing down your memoirs on some window in the frost. Roulette eyes reflecting another morning lost. Hauled in by the metro for killing time and pain, with a singing brakeman screaming through your vein. And everything's been sold American. The lonely night is mourning for the death it never dies. Everyone's been sold American. Don't let me catch you laughing when the jukebox cries. You told me you were born so much higher than life, but I've seen the faded pictures of your children and your wife. Now they're fumbling through your wallet and they're trying to find your name. It's almost like they raised the price of fame. And everything's been sold American. No place to go, and brother, no place to stay.
Everyone's been sold American. Let heaven's golden greyhound roll your soul away. Let heaven's golden greyhound roll your soul away.